Okay, so you turn to Matthew 9. Matthew 9, 1 to 8. Just like, we could take a quick look at Jesus healing the paralytic. Matthew 9, 1 through 8. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Let's look at the background here. In Capernaum, he healed Peter's mother-in-law, went across the Sea of Galilee. That's when he calmed the storm at sea with the disciples. Then he heals a demoniac on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. Then he crosses over back to Capernaum, where he meets the paralytic here. Also in Matthew, over the past few chapters, Matthew has been writing and highlighting Jesus having authority over, or we'll see other different ways. Like in chapter 7, 28 and 29, he's just finishing up the Sermon on the Mount, and the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he's teaching them as one who had authority, not as their scribes. So in his teaching, he shows authority. And in chapter 8, verse 9, the soldier says to him, "For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me." And Jesus said, it says that Jesus marveled and said to those who called him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith." And in chapter 8, 27, he calms a storm, and it says the disciples marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even wind and sea obey him?" And in chapter 9, verse 8, we see his authority to forgive sins, and so the people were afraid and glorified God. Okay, so we see. Yes, so we see Jesus' authority, and we see Jesus also speaking to the man in a warm way. Surely that paralyzed man must have heard about Jesus, heard about this prophet who can heal people, and who also claims to be a son of God. He's going out on a limb, getting his friends to carry him to him. Jesus sees that and says, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." Or in the King James, "Son, be of good cheer." We also see Jesus' concern for body and soul, not one or the other. He forgives the man of his sins as well as healing him miraculously right afterwards of his paralysis. We can be tempted probably two ways, or maybe more than two ways, to care only for the soul, to ignore the physical body or think that's bad, or somehow on a lesser plane, lower plane than the soul, or spiritual things. Or we could fall into the opposite track of caring only for the body, to have our, I guess in our situation, most likely to just have our physical pains and concerns be at the front of our mind, and we don't see ourselves as having spiritual needs, needs of our soul, or at least to not see them as much as we should. So Jesus has authority, he's concerned for our body and soul. So in summary, Jesus has now sat down at the right hand of the Father, and his heart is unchanged. He still warmly cares for us, members of his body, and he has all authority. And so let us then bring our physical and spiritual needs to him in prayer.